The exodus of residents from New York State is well known, and that reality is having a crushing impact on rural Southern Tier schools. In an ambitious three-part series for the Olean Times-Herald, reporter Tom Dinkey looks at how student enrollment has dropped 14% in the last decade in the 24 school districts of Cattaraugus and Allegheny counties and left many schools without the resources to offer advanced placement and high-level math and science courses.
And educators say those classes are really important for kids, one, to go to college, and two, to be ready once they get there. And the national data shows rural students don't go to college as often as suburban and urban students, and we see that locally here, too. Overall, the first part of the series is really kind of a step-back look at the issues just affecting rural school districts and kind of using Cattaraugus and Allegheny County as a lens to the statewide rural issues.
Part one of the series, The State of New York Rural Schools Left Behind, ran Sunday in the Olean Times-Herald. Part two, which runs today, places the spotlight on how parents are reacting to the lack of high-level courses in their schools.
We kind of picked up on that. A good amount of local families actually choose to send their children to public schools outside of the public school districts where they live. So a lot of local students end up attending school districts they technically don't live in. The state calls them non-residents. So we requested some non-resident data from the state, and it actually turned out this is happening here in Cattaraugus and Allegheny counties at the highest rates in Western New York and actually among some of the highest in the entire state. And there's definitely a lot of reasons why parents choose to send their kids to another school district, but we found that a lot of them are doing it simply because, understandably, they're looking for the best opportunities for their kids.
And those numbers are high, according to Tom Dinkey. In two districts, 20% of their students are from other districts. These students are required to pay tuition. However, school districts set their own rates. At least one district doesn't charge anything in order to boost student numbers. One district in Cattaraugus County has seen enrollment drop 44% over the last 10 years. Adding to the problem, property values have plummeted. In the two counties, local taxpayers account for less than 25% of school funding. With the state picking up most of the remaining cost, the problems of Southern Tier districts are a problem for all state residents. With the help of Investigative Editing Corps, Tom Dinkey of the Olean Times-Herald spent 8 months researching and reporting for the series. While the work shines light on the complex problem, it also examines possible solutions.
Yeah, so part three, which you'll be able to read online Tuesday, focuses on regional high schools, which was a concept that a lot of local schools here pushed for about 6 or 7 years ago. And that would essentially allow separate school districts to equally share one high school. And the idea behind that would be there's a lot of these small high schools that don't have enough kids or enough money to really offer advanced programs. So this would kind of allow them a way to combine resources and run better high schools. And the benefit would be that the districts making a regional high school would stay separate districts. So both communities would hold on to their separate elementary and middle schools, and you wouldn't go through quite all that strife and complications that come with mergers. And the New York State Education Department Board of Regents has actually come out in support of the idea of regional high schools.
According to Tom Dinkey, legislation has passed in the state Senate that would allow for a pilot project of regional schools in the Southern Tier. The legislation, however, has not made it out of the assembly.